Okay, we're beginning a new siman, siman Resh Nun Beis, and the topic is activities that are permitted and forbidden to begin on Erev Shabbos so that they should all be done before Shabbos and you shouldn't come on to doing any Chilul Shabbos. Okay, says the Shulchan Aruch, Mutar Lahaskil B'malocha B'erev Shabbos Somach L'chashecha. A person is permitted to begin doing certain activities on Erev Shabbos close to sunset. Afal pi she'eina yochel legomro mi ba'od yom. Even though he knows he won't be able to finish it before Shabbos. V'hi nigmara me'ala b'Shabbos. But it will be finished on its own on Shabbos. Kigon, for example, lishros diyo v'samamanim. To soak something in an ink or in a dye. In other words, b'mayim in water, v'im nishrim kol haShabbos, and they take on the color the entire Shabbos. In other words, you get a big boiling vat of hot water, and you put dyes in it, and then you put some wool in it, and whatever. So you start it, and then you walk away from it before Shabbos. But Shabbos, the entire work is happening, but you're not doing anything. That's the example that he is saying. V'chein mutar loseis unin. You can take bundles, shel pishtan of flax, litaner to the oven, kidei shis labnu, so that they will get white. Right? Yeah. I guess you put it near the fire, and I guess the heat whitens them up. Again, you stopped all that before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos it's going by itself. The same thing, putting the wool into a vat to be dyed. It's not on the fire, though. And it's covered up, the pot is covered up and smeared with, clay, so you can't open the pot. Because if it's on the fire, usur, we're afraid. Why are we afraid? Shema yichata, maybe you're going to stoke the coals. Perish yigala v'yar g'chol v'machto. V'afilu ein aleish, even if it's not in the fire, imena tucha betit, if it's not smeared with clay, also it's not allowed. Why? Because shema yogis b'abekaf, maybe you're going to stir it with a spoon on Shabbos. But maybe it's victoria, and if you're going to stir the spoon, pot on Shabbos, afilu aleish, even if it's not in the fire, chay mishum avash, that's also cooking, because when you turn something that's hot, it makes it hotter. And similarly, v'mutar lifros metzudos chayav ofas v'dogim v'hem nitzudim v'Shabbos. You could spread nets and traps for birds and fish before Shabbos, and then they will get caught on Shabbos. V'mutar, and it's also allowed, what else? Limkor le'en Yehudi ulahat ino. You're allowed to sell something to a non-Jew, or to load on something that you sold him beforehand. Some to help him load it up on the donkey. Samach l'chashecha before it gets dark. Ubavad, as long as she eats it, he leaves your house in Yod Yom before Shabbos starts. Okay, that's all the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Ramah, v'yesh matirim, there are those who are allowed to sell something to goy close to dark. Shiyotz and Yehudi, where the non-Jew takes the item out, even b'Shabbos, even if it's on Shabbos, the goy could take it out on Shabbos. Im yichad lo, if he designates this object, ha'en Yehudi mokum ubodim beisol, if before Shabbos the place was designated for him, then it's okay. But there are those who are lenient, but v'yesh l'hachmer, one should still be strict. Okay, there's a lot over here. Let's see if we should go first Mishnah Berurah or first in Pesukei Teshuvah. Okay, let's start with the Pesukei Teshuvah on this. It says you're allowed to start a job before Shabbos, even though it's going to end on Shabbos. He says in the later generations, with all these electronic machines that exist, and especially with the computers, computer devices. Funny Hebrew, okay. Obviously, there's a complete isser to set these devices on Erev Shabbos so they should work on Shabbos. Even though the work has nothing, you don't touch it at all, but it's not including the words of Shulchan Aruch to be lenient. Why? Because then you could do everything on Shabbos, and there's no greater desecration of Shabbos. So let's say you could set machines in motion to have your factory working. Everything is automated now. Normally, a factory, you had a bunch of non-Jewish workers working in the factory. So we say you got to close. But now you could set it all up in advance with computers, and you could have it run the whole Shabbos, making whatever has to be made. So he says that for sure. He says there's no denigration of Shabbos greater than that, and you're turning the whole Shabbos into a weekday, right? Even machines that work without any noise, and even in the privacy of your own home, where there's no noise at all, still it shouldn't be allowed to use these things. Okay? Anything that the goal of it is for business or parnasa, and similar to the words of Ramban, that any types of business transactions is done on a regular basis, even though there's no malacha, it's not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Even though there's no malacha, prohibited action on Shabbos, so no, it's asur min haTorah. Right? So therefore, he's just saying that you might think, well, okay, I'll just set the whole business up in motion before Shabbos, and the whole business runs on Shabbos. Why do? That would be totally denigrating the entire concept of the Shabbos. Aye, what about a Shabbos timer? You're going to time it, it should be the same thing. That's Sammy's big pet peeve, right? And he said, right? So he says, but they did not, and they only permitted things for timers, that is Tzorech Shabbos, for the need of your Shabbos and the covet of the Shabbos and your pleasure of the Shabbos. Having an air conditioner going on is so that it'll be cool for you on Shabbos, so you can enjoy the Shabbos. Okay? That, you know, and, right? The lights should be on Shabbos. That's talking about electricity. The lights from electricity, fridge, air conditioning, heat, but not more than that. Okay. Okay. So that becomes the difference over there. Where's the footnote? It'll be the same thing. One second. All right. So that becomes the difference. All right. You see a clear difference over here. So although you can start things on Shabbos, but if this is just to keep your business going, you start things before Shabbos to keep your business going and things like that, that's not allowed. But things that you must have for Shabbos, so you must have for Shabbos. And that's all. So, I mean, the only thing you could taina, well, yeah, let's say you want the lights on and off, because it's Einik Shabbos, have the lights on and then off at certain times. Now, okay, there is, you could contend and say, well, why do you have to turn the lights off? Just keep them on. You know, but he doesn't seem to, it could be, it gets expensive. But you could always say, well, you're doing it for Shabbos, shouldn't cost you any money. But anyway, so that's what he says about there. Now, what about spreading the nets to catch animals? You're allowed to do that, to spread it before Shabbos. He says, from here we can learn regarding certain automatic things that are, one second, was this, honey, was the vending machines. Okay. One second. Okay, so let's say a guy owns vending machines in Goyish neighborhoods. So the Goy is putting money in, and they're getting a candy bar or whatever, right? So mikra din, you don't have to close them on Shabbos. There's no problem with business, and not because of making money on Shabbos. You should be able to do that based on this catching the thing. You're just spreading out a net. You're not doing anything more. It's just there, right? So it's like you're catching his dollar bill. Putting a dollar bill, you're catching it, right? It's not really okay. But in places where there's Jews, it's proper to close these things down on Shabbos and Yom Tov, or still write on them, you shouldn't use them on Shabbos and Yom Tov. What else is included in this? Atarim Lekabbalah Hazmonah. What is this? It doesn't bring what this is. What's 11? Asrei. He says, Asrei Kabbalah Hazmonah Mischaris. I think like electronic messages, you know, people, you know, automatic message that comes to you to remember to do something or something like that. Can't read the Yiddish. Retail website. A retail website.
Like Howard has.
Yes. That's what he's saying, or a fax, or in the internet, etc. So let's say people are sending in orders. You have a website, people sending in orders, and he's going to work on the weekday. So you could do that, unless you know that they're.
If you don't open the.
No. You your computer's shut down the whole Shabbos,
yeah, sure.
And people are sending you orders.
That's fine. That's
we are sending you orders. That's all in the Iker Hadin. Right? That's the Iker Hadin. But, you know, I guess, or let's say you have a fax machine, and people are going to fax in orders.
Yeah.
And it's going through a fax machine. So he's saying technically you could do that. See, there's all kinds of different things here. He's talking about where, let's say, your computer is on and running, and it's digesting all this information. He says you could do that, but Me'ikra didn't really should close down all these machines. Now, it could still be that people are going to send in orders, but the order is not going to get into your computer until you open the computer up and get it later. But he's saying Me'ikra didn't, you could even keep it open, and it could be working for you. Unless you have voicemail. You have your phone. Someone leaves you a message. Voicemail. Right? Yeah. So he's saying, really, Mikra din, you could keep it there because you're not doing anything, right? But the one who's machmer himself in all these areas to close up all these machinkas and Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore he honors the Shabbos, it's a bigger honor for the Shabbos and greater sanctification of God's name. And if there's no name of the Jew on the machine, as it were, or there's a partnership with a goy, and you can't really tell that the Jew's doing anything, then it's not a problem at all. The silent partner's not a problem at all. And we could start a minute or two later. There's no tachanun today, so we've got at least 8 minutes to spare. So let me just finish this paragraph. If the guy's got an internet site where... all right, I don't know, it's too complicated. We'll just leave it here. All right, we'll stop over here. Okay. We'll pick this up.